Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Atlanta Hawks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Atlanta comes in with a record of 36-36 on the year, while Minnesota is 36-37. Over their last 10, Atlanta 5-5 won their last game, Minnesota over that span just the same. Here are the numbers. Atlanta averages 117.6 and surrenders 117.5, while Minnesota scores 115.9 and surrenders 116.2. Turnovers, 15 a game for the Hawks, 15.5 per night by the Timberwolves. And Minnesota shoots 49% from the field, while Atlanta shoots 47.1%. Hawks, 34.6% from long range, Timberwolves, 35.8%. Minnesota is 76% from the free throw line, while Atlanta is 78.7% from the stripe. Bench scoring, 36.1 points per game from Atlanta's bench, 35 points per night from the second squad of the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves won the first meeting of these two clubs, 136-115. They are the home team in this one. Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards both out. That's going to be a big problem for Minnesota. Jalen Johnson is out for Atlanta. I tell you what, without Edwards, I don't see this team. I know Torian Prince went crazy the other night. That was cool. Sugar Rush, unexpected. I'm not expecting them to be able to sustain offense in any way should Edwards be out for an extended period of time. So I got Atlanta winning this one. On the road, just based on attrition for Minnesota. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Atlanta and Minnesota. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Atlanta Hawks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The lines are currently open and it favors the Minnesota Timberwolves at home, sitting at 4.5 in the spread with the over-under of 228.5. Now, when you look at these two teams at the offensive end, Minnesota's just sitting outside the top 10, currently ranked 11 overall, averaging 115.9, while Atlanta, on the other hand, is a top 5 team, currently ranked number 5, averaging 117.4. Now, on the defensive end, however, Atlanta right now is more on the bottom tier when it comes to points they allow, currently ranked 24th, averaging and allowing 117.6, while Minnesota is just a little bit below the middle of the pack, currently ranked 19th, averaging and allowing 116.2. Now you add this all up and you're looking at the over in this game, and I would consider taking the over. If you look at their last 5 meetings in Minnesota, the over has been favored 4-1. And if you look at their last 10 meetings overall, no matter if they're playing in Atlanta or they're playing in Minnesota right now, the over still been favored 8-2 in their last 10 meetings. So I would definitely lean towards the over in this game. Now, one player I'm definitely liking right now is Trae Young. Now, is right now sitting at 26.5. Now, this man is a top 10 scorer in the NBA, currently averaging 26.7. Now, look, the last time he played Minnesota, he had 41 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists. So I would definitely lean towards the over in the points for Trae Young. Now, another player I might take the under on right now is Dejounte Murray. Right now, sitting at 20.5 in the points right now. Last time he played Minnesota, he only had 11 points. Now, season average is close around 20 anyway, so I'll probably lean and take the under in this game right now. Now, it's going to be kind of tough to take anybody on Minnesota right now. Karl Anthony Towns is questionable for this game. You don't know about Rudy Gobert right now, and you got Anthony Edwards right now out indefinitely, so it's going to be kind of tough to pick anybody on Minnesota's side, which is why I like the spread on Atlanta right now. And if you look right now, Atlanta's been 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 games. So I would definitely probably lean towards Atlanta in this spread right now. And I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Atlanta Hawks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.